Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom Adaf Chet Amud Bet. We'll take a look at the next piece in our Mishnah. We said that the Kohen is sequestered Lilishkat Parhedrin. So the Gemara quotes a Braita, Tanya Biyuda Abich Lishkat Parhedrin Haita. It wasn't Parhedrin, Lishkat Balavate Haita. That was the name of it. Balavate means members of the city council. So why was it changed? Towards the end of Bayit Sheni, as we'll see a little later in this podcast, towards the end of the Second Temple period, people would buy the Kuhuna Gdola, and as a result, the position would change very often, and at least every 12 months, like city clerks who are changed every 12 months, which was a common under Roman rule. So sort of to ridicule the status of the kuhuna, they used to call it Ishkat Parhedrin. We have a Mishnah in Demai. Nachtumin, professional bakers, we're only obligated when it comes to demai to separate shumat maaser and chala. So now let's analyze. Bishlamat shumah gdola lo. We understand why we don't take shumah gdola. The time of the vishalach v'chol gul Yisrael v'ra'ash en mafashin ela shumah gdola bilvad. That Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was the one who decreed about demai, sent and found that throughout Am Yisrael, everybody was careful about shumah gdola, but that was it. That's where the takana of demai came in. So we understand why they weren't obligated to separate Truma Gdola. Maser Rishon, Maser Ani Namilo. We understand Maser that's owed to other people like Levim or the poor, because I'm also a Chalav Rayab. They have to prove that it's owed, and Demai is a Safek. Ala Maser Sheni, why didn't they obligate them to separate Maser Sheni? Nifer Shuv and Nisku, let them separate it and take it up. V'nechlu B'Yishalayim, and eat it up in Yishalayim. The flour, the wheat, and Ma'a'ula, Mitoch Shepahidrin Halalu, and that's where the Parhedrin come in. So a new clerk would come in and would harass the Nachtom and force them to sell at a low price. So therefore they were suffering already. The rabbis didn't bother them to also separate Maser Sheni to further eat into whatever meager profits they might have. So now, parenthetically, Mar Parhedrin, what is Parhedrin? The answer is Pursi. And those are the city clerks, as I mentioned. The fear of God adds to your days, and the years of the evil, wicked ones are short. The first Mikdash lasted for 410 years. During those 410 years, there were only 18 Kohanim Gedolim. So they all lived long lives and successful careers as Kohanim Gedolim. But those evil ones with short lives, Zemikdash Sheni. According to rabbinic tradition, based on Seder Olam, Mikdash Sheni was only 10 years longer. There are 300 different Kohanim Gdolim who were installed in office during those 420 years, which itself is already less than one every 2 years. And it's even worse, because same Yom Rabbaim Shana Shemesh Shimon HaTzadik, or Shemesh Shemesh Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the same Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who made the Takana of Demai, is 80 years. He obviously entered as a very young man. Shimon HaTzadik famously for 40 years. As Shemesh Yishmael Ben Pavi, and Yishmael Ben Pavi, who we've read about in Psachim, so that already is 130 years. Or Rabbah Acharis Shemesh Rabbi Elazar Acharisum, or perhaps the 11 years of this other Kohen Gadol, which means now that there is 297 Kohanim Gdolim in less than that many years. Which means on the average they didn't make it a full year, so as opposed to the Kohanim Gdolim of Beit Rishon, who lasted many, many years. I'm Yocham and Torta. So let's go back to Shiloh. Why was Shiloh destroyed? Which is never explicit in the text until Yirmiyahu Zion, but of course it disappears in between Shmuel Dalet and on. Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalet. Two terrible things happened there. Gilu Arayot, sexual immorality, Vizion Kodshim, and the degradation of the Kodshim. Now this is kind of problematic in Shmuel Aleph Perek Bet, that Eli hears that his sons are sleeping with the women who are coming to the Mishkan, but of course the narrative plus the words of the Ish Elohim that follows that passage don't make mention of that terrible sin. So in the famous passage in Shabbat, where Shmuel Bar Nachmani quotes Rabbi Yonatan, it should be, if you will, exonerate six different people or groups from terrible sins that they did and lightens those sins, and one of them is Bnei Eli, mitoch sheshahub et kinehan mi'amalel and katuv ki ilush chavum. So the explanation given there is that Sin Chofim Pinchas delayed bringing the kineh yoldot for these women, therefore, and they were delayed in coming home to their husbands, it's as if they actually slept with them. Alright, so there was something of that sort. Bizyon kodshim, that was easy. Got in Ketuchtiv, Temek Tirut, Achel, Bab Nahar Kohen, Ramad, Leish, Azabeh, Tom, Asab, Zola, Kohen, Kachel, Masab, Mushal, Kim, Chai, Vayomar, Yelav, Aish, Kater, Tin, Kayom, Achel, Kachel, Kashet, Aver, Avshacha, Hoki, Atatin, Vimlo, Lakat, Machoska, Tichatan, Mimagolam, Meor, Pnei Adonai, Kinatsuar, Aishim, Et, Minchat, Adonai. Clearly the terrible abuse of kodshim that Chofim Pinchas are guilty of. And so the Gir Ariot, which is alluded to in that story, and this Bizyon Kodshim, were the two crimes of Shiloh. Now, next, Mikdash Rishon Neimach Harev, what was the theological underpinning, if you will, of the destruction of Mikdash Rishon, that of course from a political perspective was due to Tzidkiyahu's signing a treaty with Egypt. Three terrible crimes. The three cardinal sins that one must martyr themselves rather than violate. This one is actually easy. What does that mean that the bed is too short? It means that the Beit HaMikdash is too small for worship of two gods, as it were. V'masechat sarakit kanes, what's that? I'm Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani, came out to be Yonatan, the high crowd, when my Rebbe got to that pasuk, Bachi, he cried, Amar, mindichti be'kanes kanen b'ayam, the God who was able to bring all the waters in like one wall. Naseit lo masechat sarah, suddenly he doesn't have room in this masecha. So it's as if they're saying that there's no room for God here. That's Avodah Zarah. Gilu Arayot. Tichtiv, Ayom Adonai Yankin, Avu Benot Tzion, Vlachlan, Tuyot, Goron, Sakot, Enet, Enehem, Aloch, Tafof, Vlachlan, Agalahen, Teakasna. The whole passage in Yishayahu Gimel about the way that the women would walk around Yishalayim. We saw about this in Shabbat also. Yankin, Avu Benot Tzion, Shayu, Achot, Arukab, Etzad, Tzara. They would have a tall woman walk next to a short woman. Vlachlan, Tuyot, Goron, they'd walk with their head held high. They would have their eyes winking. They would put rouge in their eyes. They'd walk heel next to front. They'd put beautiful perfumes into their shoes. They'd get to the young men. They would kick the perfume at them. And it would be like putting poison into them that the young men could not resist. Okay, so that's Gilu Arayot. Shvichut damim dichtiv, v'gam dam naki, shafach menasher, ben miyod, an asher milayit Yerushalayim pelafeh. This is Menasher, who was of course the one who engineered Menasher HaMelech, the son of Chizkiyahu, who ruled for 55 years and engineered royally sanctioned Avodah Zarah, also from one end of Yerushalayim to the other, filled it with blood of murder. That's by Mikdash Rishon. Mikdash Sheni, Shayu Oskim, Atar Mitzvot, Gmilu Chasadim, Nei Macharev. So the image here is that the end of Beit Rishon Sheni times, there was no Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayot was not on the table, and Shvichut Tamim was not a problem. So why was it destroyed? Nei Shaitabo Sinat Chinam, a very famous answer, one of many that given by the rabbis, but the one that's most famous, it was baseless hatred. Medchash Kula Sinat Chinam, Kenegat Shalosh Avodah, Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayot, Shvichut Tamim, teaches you that Sinat Chinam is equal to all three of them. Rishayim hayu. Wait a second. The people were wicked. So why are you saying they're tzaddikim? Shetalu bitchanam b'kodesh baruch hu. But they trusted God. Don the Mikdash Rishon. That statement is about Mikdash Rishon. Dichtiv Rasheah b'shochad yishpotu v'chonea b'chir yoron v'yah b'chesef yiksomu b'adonai yishayinu. So all these people are being bribed and they're getting paid for their visions. But they rely on God. Since God's with us, nothing bad will happen. And that was their mistake, of course, they did trust God. Since they were guilty of those three sins we mentioned, God punished them with three punishments. Tzion sadeh techaresh, Tzion will be plowed like a field. Yerushalayim will be a wasteland. Harbayit levamot yar, and Harbayit will be like a forest, like empty forest. Wait a second, you're telling me that Sinat Chinam was only a function, behavior of Bayit Sheni times? They were enemies to each other. These are people who would eat together and then stab each other with the swords of their tongue, the way they would talk to each other. Hahim is Israel Haba. Yeah, that's talking about the leaders. Zaak Vehilel ben Adam Kiatavi Ami. Vatani Zaak Vehilel ben Adam Yechola. Call him Lomar. He will call the Sea Israel. So this passage in Yechezkel ends off with a message that this is connected to the pasuk of Megure El Cherav Ayu Etami, that this is only as the leaders towards each other. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tavayu, the two great teachers in Tveria, said, Shanim Shin Galavonam, the early ones, meaning Bayit Rishon, that their sin is explicit, in Galakitzam. So their end was also made explicit, and they knew that then their Galut would be over. Chonim Shalim Galavonam, but there was no clear expression for why the second Mikdash destroyed, and Galakitzam, therefore we don't have a clear Nevuah about when their Galut will end. The nail of the early ones is greater than the whole stomach of the later ones. Another expression of the greatness of the earlier generations. No, we're greater. Even though we're under for Roman rule, we're studying Torah. The Beit HaMikdash will prove it. They got it back. We didn't get it back. Bayit Rishon was destroyed, and 70 years later, Bayit Sheni was already dedicated. Shalom Rabbi Elazar. So they asked the question, who's greater? Look at the Mikdash, which means the Rishonim were greater. The other version is that he said to them, the testimony is the birah. Now we have a story. Reish Lakish, who of course was an Eretz Yisrael digger, havesachim yarden, I was swimming in the Yarden, ato Rabbi Bachana yav leyadei. So Rabbi Bachana, who was a Bavli, who made Aliyah to study with Rabbi Yochanan, came and gave him his hand to help him out. Amar le aloha. Reish Lakish took an oath, sanina lechu, we hate you. Dichtiv, imchumahim, nelah, to adkesav, delati, natsua leha luacharez. That our Achot Ktana at the end of Shir Shirim, if she is like a wall, then we'll build silver over her, and if she's like a door, we'll put a cedar. What does that mean? Had you come like a wall, meaning like an army, all of you from Bavel made Aliyah in Ezra's time, Shaltim Kesef, you would have been like silver, Shin Rakab Shalepo, silver doesn't rot. Shav Shalitem Kedalatot, Nim Shaltim Keres, now that you made Aliyah like doors, which means that you came a little bit, and not all of you. Therefore, Nimshaltim Ke'erez. Now you compare it to a cedar, Sharakav Sholeitpo, that can rot. My Erez, what rots the Erez? Amar Ula Sasmagor. It's a certain kind of worm that eats in. My Sasmagor, Amar Biyaba Batkol. So he says that the Sasmagor, what does that phrase mean in the context of Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni? So it means it's a bat kol. What does that mean? Kedetanya. Shemetim imachronim at the beginning of Bayit Sheni times, Chagai Zachar Malachi, when they passed away, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Israel, that was the end of Nevuah. Vadainu mishtamshin bevat kol. There was still a bat kol. So that's what's left, like the Eres. Shlokish mimishtai vadi rabbi babrachana, rabbi babrachana. But time out. Let's look at the story. Since when would Reish Lakish would he talk in a public place with Rabbi Bachana? He knew that anybody he talked to immediately got great credit, and he would be very careful who he spoke with. Umar Rabbi Elazar Amar Dar Yisrael Ave. Rabbi Elazar was the master of Eretz Yisrael. V'lohav Mishtar Reish Lakish Ba'day. Reish Lakish wouldn't even talk to him in public. Demand Mishtar Reish Lakish Ba'day Bashuk. Anybody who Reish Lakish would speak with in public, Yavale Iska V'losadi. People would do business with that person without witnesses because they must be very trusted because the great Reish Lakish spoke with him. Rabbi Bachana Mishtar, would he speak with Rabbi Bachana? So our papa shadi gavra ben ayu. So change one of the men. Or Reish Lakish Avihu Zairi. Maybe it was Reish Lakish and his talmid Zairi. Or Rabbi Chana, maybe Rabbi Lazar. Maybe it was Rabbi Chana, but the other one was Rabbi Lazar. Okay, Yatza the commander of Yochanan. Amalei, so when he came before Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him this story, Amalei, Lav Hainu Tama, Inami Sliku Kulu Me Ezra, he said, that's not true what Reish Lakish said. That, or whoever the bather was, who said, had you made Aliyah, then everything would have been like silver and not rotten. Because even if everybody come up in Me'ezra, lo have shar yeshchina mikdasheni, the yeshchina would not have rested in mikdasheni. Why? Tiv yaftalim liyefet vishkon bo alei shem. In Noach's bracha to Yefet, he says God should give plenty and space to Yefet and spread him out, and God will rest in the tents of Shem, meaning Alphagav the Yaftalim Yefet, even though he gives plenty to Yefet, and the assumption here is that the Parsim are Yefet, and the Parsim helped build the Mikdash, they gave the money for it and the permission, and it's Shekhinah Shravah Lalei Shem, but the Shekhinah will only rest in the tents of Shem, meaning the tents built by Shem, meaning Mikdash Rishon built by Shlomo. Now, Parsim and Alin to Yefet Katu, who says the Persians come from Yefet, that you're applying their Pasuk? We have the pasuk in Breishit Yod that gives right after the story of Noach in his tent and they spread out. We get the list of Yefet's children, Gomer, Shem's and Ham's also, and we say Gomer Magog. Who's Gomer? Gomer's a Gramamia, Magog's a Kanadia, Madai's a Macedonia, Macedonia, Ivan, Gashmao, meaning the Greeks. Tuval is a group called Beituraiki, and Meshach is Musia. Who is Tiras, the last one? We have Machloket, Pligi Rabbi Simon V'Rabbanan. V'Amri Rabbi Simon V'Rabbanan. So, Shimon of some sort and Rabbanan disagreed. Chadamarzu Beituraiki, Chadamarzu Paras. So one said it's Beituraiki, and the other said it's Paras. That's the one that we understand here. And Rabbi Tanner of Yosef, Tirasu Paras. So evidently it was a common tradition that Tiras may have been Paras, and therefore they are Mibnei Yefet. Now, later on in the children of Yefet, we get Saftav, Ramav, Saftacha. These are other of the nations that are listed in that list of begats. Yosef, Skistan, Gavaitav, Skistan, Batraita, Benchar, Lachar, Meaparsi, Vekefe, Alpha Parsi. It's two cities, Inner Skistan and Outer Skistan, which may have been Sakaston. There was an inner one, an outer one, and he gives the distance between them and the circumference. Now, in describing Nimrod, it says, "Vati reshit malachto Bavel ve'erech v'akad v'chalnei." Who's Bavel? Kamashma Bavelon. Erech is Orichot, Akad is Akadia, Zubaschar, Chalnei is a Nofer Ninfi. Now, mina aretz ahi yatzah Ashur. That's where Ashur came from. Of Yosef, Ashur. Where's Ashur today? Zes Silak. Even in Ninved Rechavot Eret Kalach. This is again Nimrod. Nineveh Kamashpo, that's the city of Nineveh. Rechovot Ir Zuprat de Meshan, and Kelach Zuprat de Borsif. So these are different cities on the Euphrates. Now, we then said that Resen ben Nineveh ben Kelach hi ha Iragdola. So which is the Iragdola? Resen zu Aktisfon and Iragdola, and Yodem Nineveh Iragdola, and Resen Iragdola. Which one's the big one? Iragdola lohim alach shlosh demim. In the description in Sefer Yonah, it says that Nineveh was an Ir Gdolah Elohim, a 3-day walk. So Aviyomer Nineveh Ir Gdolah, that must have been the Ir Gdolah referenced in Breishit. This is now a whole different passage in the story of the Meraglim, that they came to Hebron and there were these giants there. Tan Achiman Miyuman Sheba Achim. That Achiman was like the right-hand one, meaning the biggest of them all. Sheshai, what's that? Shemeshim et haaretz. He destroys the land. Kishchitut, shchitot. Everywhere he walks, he makes holes. Talmai, shemeshim et haaretz, tlamim, tlamim. That everywhere he walks, he makes everything into furrows. Davar acher achiman bana anat, sha bana alush, talmai bana talbush, de'anak, shemanikin chama bekumatan. Why are they called yede'anak? Because they block out the sun with their height. So Rebbe now says, Atidar Rome Shtipobiad Paras. This issue is a real political football in the times of the Chachamim because the constant battles between Rome and Persia. So Rebbe said, interestingly, that Rome will ultimately fall to Persia. Why? Based on a pasuk. Shenemar, Cheshimu Atzat Adonai Sheyatza al Edom. This is a pasuk in Yumiyahu. Shotav Shachashav al Yoshvei Teman. Im lo Yischavum Tzirei Hatzon. Im lo Yasim Aleihem Neveihem. Yashim alehem nevehem, that the young ones of the flock will drag Edom. Edom is, of course, Rome in the Midrash, and Tzirat Son evidently understands as being Paras. Who says it's Paras? You're getting it from Daniel's description in his visions that a ram with the horns is Paras. Maybe it's Yavan. We have another ovine, which is Yavan. So we don't need So he came in Aliyah, and he quoted this challenge from Bavel. Here we have a tradition that Rebbe said Rome is going to fall to Paras, and you guys don't even understand Psukim, and you're challenging Rebbe. So my Tziratzon Zutudachui. Tziratzon doesn't mean the smallest of the flock, but the youngest of the flock. And who's the youngest of the flock? The Tanav Yosef, Tirazu Paras. Tiraz, remember, was the youngest son of Yefed, and that's who we said was Paras. And he bases it not on Psukim, but Kal v'chomer. The Semites, Tahinu Shlomo, built Mikdash Rishon, Uvechrivu, Kastiim, and the Babylonians destroyed it, the Chaldeans. Naflu Kastiim Biad Parsim, and the Persians beat the Babylonians. Mikdash Sheni Manu Parsim, and the Persians built Mikdash Sheni, which now is going to be a good thing for them. Chivu Romim, and the Romans destroyed it. And Odinshi Plu Romim Biad Parsim, certainly the Romans will fall to the Persians. The Romans destroyed the Mikdash, will fall to the Persians who built it. So Amar Rav, nonetheless Rav says, Atida Parashti Po Biad Romi. Persia is going to fall to Rome. It's interesting that Eretz Yisrael, controlled by Rome, the tradition was Rome will fall to Persia. And Rav, who lives in Bavel, in Paras, has a tradition of the opposite. I'm really Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav. So a student said to him, Benuye Be'ad Satore? The ones who built the Mikdash are going to fall to the ones who destroyed it? I'm really, in? Yes, Gzerat Malachi. That's the way God decided. Igadamir Marle, or the other version, he said, Inunami Hakasatu Be'knish. The Persians also destroyed Bate Knesset. And we have a brighter that says both. Tanya Miyachi, Atira Parash to build Biyad Miromi, Chadisat to make Knishtav, Ogzerat Melechu, Fubonim Biyad Sotrin, that the builders will fall to the destroyers. Viuna Marav, in Ben David Baj, Tivshot Machut Romi Arshah Bechol Alam Kulot Yishach Horashim, that Mashiach will not come until the Roman Empire controls the whole world for 9 months, so that means the Romans have to beat the Persians. Shemalachin Yinem Ad Eit Yoleda, until the time of birth, it's 9 months, Yaladav, Yeter Achav Yishivura B'nei Yisrael. We'll pause this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with an analysis of the Lishkot in the Mikdash and the different kinds of Lishkot that there are. And it'll actually lead to a discussion about the Mezuzot. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.